to the day in the life of a fifth grader. I'm Agent 21.
I'm Agent 13. Today we're going to talk about ice cream.
I'm Agent 8. We are glad you've joined us.
I'm Agent 5. This podcast is sponsored by our teacher, Dr. Freeman.
After a banquet, people normally have some kind of dessert. That could be ice cream because it is a really popular dessert.
Some people are desperate when they run out of ice cream because they are addicted to it and want more.
Sometimes people huddle together and eat the ice cream for dessert when it's cold outside.
Ice cream may be edible and delicious, but it isn't a very healthy treat, so you shouldn't have it that often, but having it after a banquet is a good dessert.
The workers at ice cream places have a task to complete someone's ice cream.
When the workers spill ice cream, a colony of ants come in minutes to eat up the sugary concoction.
Workers at ice cream places wear formal uniforms to work.
Ice cream is very frigid when it comes out of the freezer, and when workers hold the cone or cup, it would be very cold.
The customers could have very harsh attitude when receiving their ice cream, and they might make the workers upset.
Sometimes ice cream places get hostile customers that are rude or unfriendly to the workers because the ice cream is too cold.
Some ice creams are very sustainable because they've been sitting in the freezer for too long, and that can make them rock solid.
The ice cream person compensates what they sold.
At celebrations, people usually have ice cream as a dessert, like Neapolitan, which is vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry all combined into one.
You can assemble different kinds of toppings onto ice cream to make it a delicious taste.
People who come for ice cream are fascinated by the aroma of the ice cream.
After summer ends, the amount of ice cream decreases in stores because the weather is getting colder.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast all about ice cream.
This has been a day in the life of a fifth grader. Thanks for listening.